This is the AeroNews Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 27th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA now says the soonest the Shuttle Discovery could be launched is this Sunday. The agency has named Robert M. Lightfoot Jr., director of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. He's been acting director since March. Boeing has received a new order for 14 more next-generation 737-700s from WestJet. The Canadian low-cost carrier, which, like Southwest in the U.S., has an all 737 fleet. Piper Aircraft reports the FAA has awarded the company Type Certificate Organization Designation Authorization, which gives it the authority to act on behalf of the FAA in the approval of airplane designs and certification to FAA standards of airworthiness. FlyersRights.org bought cable TV time in Martha's Vineyard during President Obama's recent vacation there, reminding him that when he was a senator, he voted for a passenger's bill of rights. The Airline Pilots Association is calling for a ban on shipments of lithium batteries on aircraft until new regulations are in place to ensure their safe transport. Some lithium batteries are subject to burn or explode if damaged or shorted. Hawker Beechcraft has its first foreign military sales contract to provide the T-6A trainer to the Israeli Air Force. A flight student and an instructor walked away with minor injuries but banged up a Cessna 172 during a forced dead-stick landing in the parking lot of the Rockaway Town Square Mall in New Jersey. An Indian pilot has some explaining to do after his following of the instructions given to a different pilot resulted in a spacing violation at Mumbai Airport on Sunday. And if you've always wanted your own airport, check out First Airfield in Washington State. It's right next to the Snohomish County Fairgrounds. The asking price is $6 million. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, airshow performer Ross Granley talks about his time with the Royal Canadian Air Force, performing with his dad, and his day job. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.